So now we're going to do something different. This is what I started to introduce to you to before because I was confused. But I've invited some of our students to share some actual real live in the trenches cases with you. How does that sound? You've heard a lot of information and you might be thinking, how do I apply this clinically? How is this relevant? How do you actually make this work? So that's what we're going to go into now. So I'm going to invite Jane and where are they all? Okay, guy. Jane and Tony and Kimberly and Lynn to come up on the stage with me. So you guys can take a seat. I'll sit here. And you guys can take a seat in any of these. It doesn't matter which order. And we could start with you, Jane, as long as we're there. Because he's going to queue up your, you're going to second Kimberly, because there he's going to queue up your slides, because she has a little slide presentation. Oh, he said it wasn't. Oh, is her slide presentation already? You have it? Okay, we'll start with Kimberly then. We'll just do that, and then we'll be done with the slide things. Okay, so Kimberly, can introduce yourself. And
I'm Kimberly Ward. I've been with the NEPT program since a year and a half or so. And I have a background in health coaching. I've been doing health coaching for 14 years. Before that, I was a home birth midwife. So I came into this already having a little bit of experience and having a practice, but I left the corporate world and needed some confidence to go out on my own again and be in private practice again. So this program really gave me the confidence and the tools that I needed. I have a lot of stuff here on my slides, and so really it's more for me than for you, but I have some cool pictures at the end that I really wanted to share with you. So I'm going to go really quickly through this case study.
You have a lot to compete with after Jan.
Yeah. Right. I know.
So you won't go that quickly.
So the main point that I would like to make for all of you guys who are new to this world and functional nutrition and using testing is to use what you know. There's a lot you already know and a lot of tools that you learn along the way. The program is a couple years long. You're not going to know everything right away. If you're totally overwhelmed this weekend, yeah, you'll be overwhelmed for a while. So you just pick what you're comfortable with and what you know, and you take it slow, and you do really, really, really good assessments and intakes. And so that's really one of the things that has helped me the most with this program is having the done-for-you assessments and tools that Dr. Rita Marie provides. I use them all, and the programs as well. So in my case study, you'll see, I'll point out where I've used tools that she's provided and didn't have to change anything. It was just there for me.
Nice.
So then I could be with my client and really spend time with my client and not be worried about a lot of the details. So it's been a great investment for me and my business, and I'm so grateful. So thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome.
I'm really excited.
And thank you for sharing.
To share this client. So how do I this one? Okay. So again, these slides are more for me than for you. This is a 35-year-old female presented with abdominal pain and diarrhea. Those were her big complaints. Serious fatigue that was really troubling her. And she could not lose weight. And she does have hypothyroidism. She's 5'3", overweight at 165, and her goal weight was 135. She presented with cilia, and this, by the way, for those of you interested in NEPT or doing NEPT, this is a case study that I'm presenting for my graduation to get certified. So it's more detailed than you guys need, but I'm using the slides anyway. So she presented with digestive issues about 6 years ago and was diagnosed officially with celiac 5 years ago. She also was diagnosed with hypothyroid. She's been on Synthroid for 3 years. She has gluten, dairy, soy, corn, and a little bit of a sulfa issue. No other real issues, but she did have a significant trauma in 1999. Oh, went too far. So I'm not going to spend much time on this. Current complaints really are digestive pain is daily. Upper stomach, lower abdomen, diarrhea multiple times a week, but then that she can get constipation once in a while also. Been following a paleo-type diet for over a year, improved her symptoms, but she can't lose weight. She has been highly compliant for the last 5 years, gluten-free, dairy-free, soy-free, corn-free, peanut-free, sugar-free. and she still can't lose weight. She still has fatigue, and she still has these digestive issues. She cannot achieve full resolution, so she came to see me. She also stated that she hasn't felt like herself in many years, and she attributes that to possibly being due to the traumatic experience that she had in 99. Her main goals are increase energy, heal the gut, and lose weight. So the way, I'm sorry, I'm not good with this clicker. Awesome intake forms provided by NEPT here. I did not make any of mine own. I used everything that I had given to me in the program, and this is right from the program. All of my assessment tools and physical assessment also are done great. With your tools, so great. It really helped. She already had a lot of lab work. She had a great doctor at Kaiser who was willing to draw the labs that she asked for, but they're not functional. So they were useful somewhat, but I had enough information, I thought, to really make some decisions. So I'm going to look at her main goals. Number one goal is energy. My goal is usually always to start with energy because you can't heal if you don't have energy, and it's hard to be compliant if you don't have energy. So what are the factors that were inhibiting her from having optimal energy levels? Well, the big thing that stuck out in my mind was her serious trauma. She was actually a senior at Columbine High School in 1999, if you guys remember the massacre in 99. So that was a big, significant point in her health, turning point in her health, right? So I did order a BioHealth 205 adrenal stress profile to look at that. Here you can see her test. She cortisol sum was 23.5 on the very low end of normal, and her DHEA is lower than we would like it. So that really end of stage two, going towards stage three here, mm-hmm. and adrenal fatigue. So that's significant because the adrenals impact almost every function of the body. So I knew that that was a major thing that we needed to deal with. I'm also looking at her glucose and hemoglobin. They're in optimal range, but she can't lose weight, and she's eating really well. So I'm suspicious about this. So I actually asked her if she'd be willing to use a glucometer. Then I learned these techniques from IRSPT. She was really excited to do that, and we did find that she had some occasional spikes in glucose and some reactive hypoglycemia, and I think that was really affecting her ability to lose weight. Her thyroid, being tested by Kaiser, they were only testing her TSH, and she was on Synthroid, and they're still only testing her TSH. So I requested a full thyroid panel, and I did want to look at antibodies, even though she does have celiac, she probably did have thyroid antibodies.
Yeah.
But I wanted the proof because I suspect that we can decrease those over the course of her program. So we'll have proof if they do lower that her protocol really helped her decrease the Hashimoto's. So troubleshooting the gut. She was tested by Kaiser for ova and parasites. And so she did have a stool test, but I don't know exactly what that Kaiser test shows. If it's very, it's not a functional test. I don't think it's showing everything that we would like to look at. But all of it did come back negative. So in her mind, that was not a problem. She did not have parasites. She didn't have bacteria. She didn't have yeast. She was thinking that she had food allergies. So I'll address that in a minute. But I suspected that she could possibly still have, leaky gut for sure with her history of celiac, parasite issues, bacteria, yeast overgrowth. She had was drinking kombucha tea a lot, so I'm thinking yeast. She also had low adrenal function, so I'm thinking yeast. High neutrophils, high monocytes, and low lymphocytes, which Dr. Rita Marie showed us, could be possible parasite issues. So I use the blood chemistry software and find that to be really helpful as I'm learning. So I don't have all this memorized. I use those tools for sure. So she was thinking because she didn't have parasites or yeast or any problems there with bacteria that it must be she has food allergies. So she really wanted to spend money on a food allergy test. Here's the thing, though. She's been gluten-free, dairy-free, corn-free, soy-free, sugar-free, no peanuts for 5 years. Also, she has done the FODMAP diet. She's fine with FODMAPs, okay with nightshades, sulfur-containing foods, and histamine foods. So I'm thinking, let's not spend our money yet on a food sensitivity test. I think we should try another plan. And if we're not getting results, then let's do more testing. But I had some great protocol in the GRAND program, actually, and I thought if we do GRAND and she's still not getting results, then we'll do more testing. So plenty of information, more testing if we're not getting results after we implement the protocol. So my strategy is always around their main goals. Energy is usually number one. So, of course, because of her low adrenal function, we're doing adaptogen herbs. This isn't about the protocol, though. But my point here is that I had everything I needed in place. I had the blood balancing, blood sugar balancing protocol. I had the gut healing protocol, and I implemented all of that along with the foundational stuff. So managing stress to build resilience, improving sleep quality, getting more sunshine, movement, exercise, fun. So all the foundations that we've already talked about, we implemented in addition to the gut healing protocol. And then for her weight loss, I really believe that if she implemented the protocol, she would lose weight. So there was no special rules or regulations for her around weight loss, because I believe when she healed the gut and when she fixed her blood sugar and stress, that she would lose weight. So in 3 weeks, she was 10 pounds down from her starting weight. Her energy improved and her diarrhea had decreased significantly. And then I get this text from her about 3 weeks into the protocol with these pictures. You guys know what that is?
Oh.
You know what that is? Anybody? So here's some pictures of some possible human pathogens, right? What does that look like? Yeah. So wow. She told me that it looked like pulp from a grapefruit or an orange in the toilet with her waist. And she was really freaking out about this because she was totally convinced she had no parasites or no problems because Kaiser told her she didn't. And so I texted her.
I'll go to someplace else.
Well, she was feeling so much better, and she trusted me, luckily. So she kept going with the protocol, and it took a few weeks, months to clear this up. But she texted me this, and I texted her back, oh, it looks like a fluke. And she thought I meant, oh, it's just a fluke. That's really nothing. But it was clearly, even though the tests that she took said negative, she clearly had an issue. So that was pretty exciting for her. She cleared that up. Within 6 months of the protocol, again, done for you protocol that I had in the program, I was able to implement for her full resolution of her digestive issues, 30 pounds of weight loss in 5 months, energy and sleep have improved significantly. We're continuing to work on her energy and sleep. Her adrenals still have some work, and she still has trauma resolution that we're working on, but major, major improvements. And I like to share with you, this is her Fitbit tracker, right? We did really basic implementation of healing protocol, not weight loss protocol per se, healing protocol. She was not able to lose weight for 2 years before seeing me. You can see where she started in January at 165 and consistently lost weight week after week after week. And then she hit her goal weight in June, 35
wow.
pounds down.
Wow.
So thank you.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks.
Let's do, yeah. You want to get Jamie?
No,
you want to go next?
Here, you go.
No, it's, yeah, okay. Somebody go. Okay, so Tony.
Hi,
Tony. Tony, tell us about a case that you worked on, somebody that you worked on, mm-hmm. where you used protocols that you really didn't have at your disposal before being in the program, but you really utilized this program and saw some amazing ability to create a protocol for them and strategies and whatnot.
All right, so it's a story you probably already heard, but I was only in the program for a couple of months, and because I was in the program, I did something I'd never done before. I did a program where I did a webinar. I felt comfortable and confident enough to do a webinar called New Year, New You. And I had all the assessments from the program, so I said, I'm going to do 4 weeks. Once a week, we're going to talk about foundational stuff. I'm going to talk about the gut, the blood sugar, adrenals, and thyroid. Well, this particular young lady paid her money and actually did the assessments, and from the assessments figured out, oh my gosh, I got a problem with my thyroid, and it's worse than, you know, it's not just my thyroid, but there are other things going on in my body. And she contacted me and asked me to help her and told me, while she was asking me to help her, she told me, oh, and by the way, I have a thyroid surgery scheduled the next week. And I really don't want to do it, but I don't know what to do, and what should I do? And I was fortunate enough, the timing was perfect, that I had one of the many calls that Dr. Rita Marie is gracious enough to do. You will get more of this woman than you. I mean, she's very generous with her time. And I told her about this case because I said, I don't know where to start. I didn't say no. I said a slow yes instead of a fast no because I wanted to help her. And I knew this woman was going to help me help her. So in her program, I was confident because the assessments made her feel confident that I knew something. So that made a big difference to me, and it boosted my confidence that much more. When Dr. Rita Marie told me, asked me to ask her some questions to make sure it wasn't life-threatening, okay, is her breathing impaired or does she have cancer? If she doesn't, you can take her on. And I did. And I'm very happy about the results. I don't have a formal PowerPoint presentation, but I just want to tell you all that the assessments helped me to help her. I understood, just being in that program a couple months, start with the basics. You don't do the exotic stuff. Everything's not sexy, right? Sometimes they need to drink more water, chew their food, and sleep. Okay? And have a bowel movement here and there. So that's what we did. And we started out with a cleanse because we knew it was the gut. There's gut. You know, she had nodules. So, you know, we recognized it may have been autoimmune. And, I mean, within 2 weeks, her energy went up. Success breeds success. So you can get compliance that way, right? So I was able to help this woman avoid surgery, lose weight, gain energy, has a zest for life. I'm trying to catch up with her. Oh, I'm traveling, I'm here, I'm there, I'm everywhere, you know, because I wanted to come back. And she gave me a glowing, glowing testimonial. That created a monster. I'm here to tell you, because I turned down no one.
As long as they have a pulse.
I say a fast yes now instead of a slow no. And it's all because of the done-for-you stuff. Everything's there. For me, I like to make a connection with my clients, a heartfelt connection. Yeah. I love the left brain stuff because, you know, I'm an accountant, so that's a nurture type of thing, not nature. But by nature, I'm right brain. And so for me, I love to connect with people. With the done-for-you stuff, I know everything's there for me. I know I don't have to worry about figuring out what's the blood test trying to tell me, you know, what's going on in the body. I can focus on being real, being present, and really understanding what's going on, not just the root cause, but the heart of the matter. I get to talk to them. I get to be there with them. I get to build rapport. And this is what this program has provided for me. It has allowed me to live in my space of comfort and still feel comfortable. It's allowed me to unify the left and right brain. It's allowed me to unify the intuition and the intelligence because you don't ever have to go outside this program for anything. I mean, to build your practice, to feel comfortable and confident in your approach with your clients, to a like-minded community. I'm telling you, if I don't know the answer, all I have to do is get on Facebook. 400 people will give me an opinion. If anything, you're like, oh, man, now what? And then they'll help me walk through it, and they'll ask me questions to ask the client because all of the people in this program also want to help you be your best you. So you can't lose here. I mean, it's just I'm looking for a reason to say no because when I wanted to do it, it was a lot of money. I was looking for a reason to say no. I was like, I can't. There's nothing to say no to. This woman is with you 24/7. I mean, she practically.
I do sleep every now and then.
I know. You know, and you have the done for you stuff. You have the practice building. I didn't know how I wanted to show up in the world, and I still don't. I call myself a work in progress. But I can tell you that every step of the way that I've grown up to this point and I have grown leaps and bounds is because of what she provides, because of not just the technical stuff, but the practice building stuff. She's the wind beneath my wings. She makes me feel like I could do anything, and so I just try and do everything. I've been able to find out where my strength is and capitalize on that and create a program that says Tony and not miniature Dr. Rita Marie, because her programs are that good. You can just manipulate them, make them your own, course, we want to give her credit because, you know, she's brilliant. Got to give her credit for that. But anyway, I digress. But really, I could go on and on, but I won't. But I just wanted to let you all know that this program is going to change you so you can change lives. This program is going to allow you to be comfortable and competent and be committed to what you want to do in life. You don't have to go anywhere else. If you really, 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 really want to make a difference in the world, if you really, 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 truly want to help your clients in a heartfelt way, let her take care of the business, but the intellect part, the clinical part. Let her help walk you through that. Don't go anywhere else. This is the place you need to be and the people you need to be with. I'm done. Thank you.
Thank you.
So I don't have an actual case. I have the result of a strategy session, for lack of a better word, that one of my clients had first brought me with. She was calling. She had a 13-year-old daughter, hadn't had her cycle yet, and she had something called HSP. It's, and I may just murder this, but it's Henoch Schönlein purpura, exactly. And thank you. and so through the process of asking questions, as we've been learning here today, why, you know, having children, I'm very familiar with that. And so if you're not familiar with this, it's vasculitis. It was in her legs. It looked like just nothing but big old red blood vessels connected everywhere. She's 13 years old and in eighth grade. So, right. Now, normally this doesn't present itself except for young children and primarily boys. So this mother was really confused. She'd been to doctors and doctors and doctors, and they said steroids, nothing. And she's like, why is this happening? And so through the process of asking questions, you know, one of the things she says, well, she just got this cat, and it happened like a week after that. Okay, so the cat is a trigger. The cat isn't the reason why this is happening. And so in the process of asking questions, she goes, why are you asking me these questions? This has nothing to do with why she has this. And I said, just trust me. It'll all make sense in the end. We're connecting the dots. This child is a born warrior. I have one of those. She's my 15-year-old daughter. And she's my mini-me. And so through this, it's her kidneys, it's her adrenal glands. And this is also connected, because I tend to study a lot of traditional Chinese medicine on my own. Someday when I get older, I'll do more. But this is what you call a damp heat. Damp heat, it goes in the lower part of the body, primarily the legs. And again, these are things that I'm learning through this program. But it all goes back to that question. Well, why? Why is this happening? And the other part of damp heat is it's inflammatory. It produces in redness. It's what you call yang. It's heat is yang. And the other part of that is, as Jane has been telling us, has to do with the liver. The liver relies heavily on the kidney. The liver is the general, the kidney is the mother. And so this was just like a 20-30 minute intake session. And so I gave her some nuggets of things. You know, you want some oxidative things. So you want your, if you're going to do any fruit, you'll do your dark berries, dark leafy green vegetables, things like that, vitamins A, C, E, CoQ10. Because they're going to help reduce that inflammation. Maybe some citrus fruits along with that, because you'll get your flavonoids. There's a Chinese herb called Bidens, which could also be really helpful for something like that. So I just gave her some little nuggets, and I directed her to our adrenal fatigue program, because, again, in Chinese medicine, kidneys and adrenals are paired, and so that would help her with that. And she did sign her up. I have heard from her. She's looking at signing up for another coaching session that will be along with it. But the inflammation is going down. So anyway, I know I told you a little bit of my story earlier. Grew up in Minneapolis. I'm from the Midwest area. And I now currently live along the Minnesota-Iowa border. I live in Iowa. That was the hardest thing for me to do, was get my Iowa driver's license. when my husband was 52, he went back to nursing school. And I still had children at home. I didn't want to leave the home because I homeschooled. And so I kept Googling. It was new then. And I kept, because everybody was always coming to me with questions, because I was always outside picking up herbs and just every green and growing thing outside and helping people. So that was, I knew the direction I wanted to go in, and I kept Googling that and Iowa. Because if I'm going to do this, it has to work in Iowa. And this new term kept coming up called health coaching. And at the time, the only place that was distance learning was the Institute of Integrative Nutrition. So I went through their program, and I learned a few things. But I was really hungry. I wanted to know more. I wanted to know why, okay? I knew a lot already about some of these protocols, and so it gave me more. But I wanted to know why I could help these people. I knew I did not want to be a medical doctor. I looked into being a registered dietitian. I had friends that were dietitians, and they said you would not like it because I I don't like insure. What can I say? And as you heard me this morning, that's when I heard Dr. Rita Marie. And that's when I made this decision to come here. And at our first practitioner retreat, I showed up, and I showed her only one of my many notebooks, because I stalked her. I listened to every single webinar this woman ever did. I had notebooks full of drawings and explanations, and this was the free stuff. And so I was showing them to her, and she, like I said, had asked if I could do some blog posts, and along the way, she said, "Can you help out with more?" And I'm like, "Are you kidding? No." Right. And so I did, and I'm so grateful, because now people, I've had shifts in so many ways. I've had money mind shifts. Mm-hmm. Like I said, lots of children, little money. But you know what? Now I have lots of children, and my needs are met. And I'm very comfortable with that. I have no problem telling people, "Oh, you want to talk to me for my 90 minutes? Great, it's $150. Yep. I'm worth that, you know?
I know.
Two and a half years ago, I would have gone, what was I charging?
You were saying something like, "Well, I normally charge $75, but if you can't afford that, we can do it for $25.
Right. No, my sessions, which were 90 minutes to 2 hours, I went to their house, usually driving 30 miles. I would bring food to them to make. I charged $25.
Yeah.
Okay. Big shift.
Big shift.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. So, but that was because I'm here. She's helped me grow that way. My confidence when I talk to people. I went to a conference last year, and I was sitting at a table with some medical doctors, and we were exchanging information. They said, "Where's your practice?" And I said, "Well, I'm not a doctor. I'm a health coach." And they were like, "No, we've worked with health coaches. No, you're not. Where did you go to school?" And I told them that we want more of your people. Mm. So
that's great.
It is. So this is, I just say this because you will grow in this one way or the other. You will grow in this. Your heart will expand and encompass it all.
Thank you.
So you want to hear the result of the 92-year-old woman?
Yes.
This actually wasn't the one I was going to tell, but I'll finish this off really quick.
Okay.
She still has her pancreas. Now, I've never seen a lab test, so I don't know if it was based on the new lab scores, but the doctor, actually the surgeon said, I don't know why you're here. There's no way we're going to take it. So I don't know if it had to do with what the diet that I already put her on, and she's juicing.
Oh. Wow.
She complains about it a lot, but she is juicing. Which awesome. Is wonderful. But who I really wanted to talk about, actually, is my mother-in-law. And my mother-in-law is actually going to be 88 soon. I think I'm going to have a geriatric practice here soon. She actually, I think she's the reason why I'm up here right now, because it was a real turning point for me this year. And she lives in California. I live in Wisconsin, my husband and I. And the phone calls they were just getting, she's a very upbeat kind of woman, and her voice was going down, and she was getting very negative, and she was getting very fearful. And I'm like, what's going on? And I looked at my husband, and I said, can I go pick her up? Can I just go pick her up for 3 weeks so I can feed her? Mm. And he said, yes. So I got on a plane a couple days later, went and got her, brought her to my house. She had been living off of white bread, cheese, and white rice. She was malnourished. And on top of it, she has liver cysts and kidney cysts. Her kidney function is just going down. She has uncontrollable blood pressure, so it's just going all over the place, even on blood pressure medication. And so we had her for 3 weeks. And part of the healing was that she had my undivided attention for 3 weeks, too. Even though she was living in a household with, it's four generations in the household. It was so busy and crowded, right, that they weren't tending to her needs. And she was used to doing everything, and she wasn't feeling good. She couldn't cook anymore like she wanted to cook. She couldn't care for people. And so I brought her in. I listened to her for 3 weeks, listened to her stories, fed her well. Fed her the foods that she loved, because she's actually from South America, in Guyana. So I brought in curries, right, turmeric? How wonderful is that? You know, I fed her, nourished her. I actually even upped it, and I put her on a heavy-duty turmeric supplement, too. did a lot of liquid vitamins, did the juicing, just got nutrition in her. And what was funny is that she would go to church with us every week for 3 weeks. And, you know, the first week she's like this. I don't want to be seen. And the third week, we couldn't find her. No lie. We would have to actually hold her to walk her in and walk her out. And now she was just, we got her a walker, and we couldn't find her. And then all of the congregants kept coming to me and saying, what did you do? She stood straight up, and she had, you know, all the color was back in her face. And that was in May, June. And I just got news that her liver and her kidney cysts are going down.
Mm. Woo-hoo.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Can I give a business testimonial?
Please do.
So Dr. Rita Marie has, I've been in the program now for 2 years, a little over 2 years. We got a slow start. But I signed up for everything. I knew that I wanted to put my second heart cleanse online. But I also wanted to have the confidence, right? Like you saw, I wanted to make sure I had the right tools, I had the right assessment, and we had conversations about too.
Right.
Like, you know, is this really a wise thing to do? Mm-hmm. And I felt really confident. And when I was ready to say go, you know, hit the send button, Dr. Rita Marie was there. I mean, you're an amazing, brilliant, you know, medical mind, but oh my gosh, the business end of it? Wow. Because of that, and I don't even know if I've shared these statistics with you at all, but
I got above the normal of clicks on my online, above normal people actually purchasing my program. So for my very first online program, for the amount of people that I have on my list, my crew in the background that was writing my campaign online, they came in the first thing at the end, they said, wow, we've never seen this high of a conversion rate ever before.
Wow.
Thanks to you. Yeah, it probably was at least, I would say, 1,000% higher than a first-time person out.
Yeah.
It was that high.
Yeah.
And she was there. I mean, as the campaign was running, she says, oh, just send me an email. Like, what, in your free time? And she was on it. Like, what do you think of this? And then she shoot it right back. Well, what do you think of this? And she was there, like, every step of the way, up through the webinar.
Yep.
So thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Well, thank you. So does this help to hear this practical application? And it really is, it's so important for you to, first of all, trust yourself, connect with people on that deep level and use what you know, and then reach out for help for what you don't know. And I couldn't have done what I'd done on my own. I've had my own mentors along the way. Because you don't see what you don't see. You don't see your own shortcomings, right? You don't see where your holes are, where those little puzzle pieces are missing and you need to put them in there. So I've really appreciated working with these guys, and they're all just like the go-getters, and they're just doing amazing stuff. So thank you.